Delta Goodrum sitting on top of the world, where it would be a wonderful view. I'm on our 7.9 Life FM. It's 8 past 11, Jane, for your Thursday morning, and after 11 each Thursday morning, Church Connect, with a return visit from one of our guests this morning, the Adelaide City Bible Forum. Craig, how are you?
It's great to be here, thanks.
And also you brought Sean in as well. Hi, Sean.
Hi.
Look, we had a great chat, I think it was last year, but I happened to see on Facebook that you're running something called Eternity Week next week. So, of course, I want to find out a little bit more. We're going to backtrack a bit first. Tell us who Adelaide City Bible Forum are for people who didn't hear the last interview.
Sure. Look, it's part of a national organisation that tries to work with people in the workplace, and particularly not just Christians, but anyone who's interested in finding out a little bit more about where God might fit into life, and particularly into life at work.
Mm-hmm. So, Sean, where do you fit into this picture then?
I'm the coffee. So
you're the coffee. You're the very important bit of this organisation.
Very, very big part of work.
So obviously what you do is you interact out in workplaces and you do a lot of innovative and interesting things. As you say, you're very good at making coffee, and we'll find out how that's actually helping to bring the gospel a bit later. But the whole concept of Eternity Week, where did this come from?
Well, I didn't grow up in Sydney, but I knew the story about a man who wrote Eternity across the CBD of Sydney for about 40 years, and he wrote it 500,000 times. They called him Mr. Eternity because he was unknown for so many years, and eventually they found out his name was Arthur Stace, and he was a reformed alcoholic. He went into a church one day, heard someone preaching. He became a Christian soon after that. He was uneducated. He couldn't read or write, and he picked up a piece of chalk, learned how to write Eternity with a capital E so that it couldn't be defaced, and basically set about writing it all across the city. And I just think it's an inspiring story of a person who didn't have a lot but had a piece of chalk and wanted to share what he knew and what had changed him across the face of a city. And in the end, they put it on the 2000...
It was.
Yeah, it was on the Harbour Bridge.
On the fireworks, I remember that, because it's written in a certain style. And look, even as you're listening now, you might be able to picture that, or Google it, have a look on Google, because even just the format, it's a bit like the Coca-Cola logo. We just know how it's, or the Life FM logo. But we just know how it actually looks. So look, when it comes to daily living and life in the city, you know, we are busy. We're walking around often just looking down at the footpath. What do you reckon the reaction will be over this next week as people in Adelaide, Sean, see the word Eternity written onto a pavement? You're hoping for a bit of a, oh, what's this about?
Yeah, I think they're going to turn to a Christian friend straight away. They're going to get the idea that they're Christians writing Eternity on the footpath. And this week is a good week for to give them the opportunity to ask a Christian friend, what does this mean? What does this mean to you? And develop a bit of insight into what that means.
And I know you've been spending some special time with a friendship through coffee, talking eternity. We will find out about that in a sec. But back to your pastoral hat, putting that on, Craig. When it comes to today and what comes next and then eternity, do you think that we are very focused on life and maybe putting a bit too much emphasis on really what is the smallest part of our history?
Yeah, look, I just know with me that I get very focused in on what I've got to get done today, what I've got to get done next week. I look at the guys, say, for example, in BHP and the way the Olympic Dam project has been, you know,
not
postponed.
So good. Not so good.
Yeah, not so good. And I just think how their lives changed in one day hearing that news.
True.
And then it affected a whole lot of other Adelaideans. We're very short-term thinkers. And by putting that word eternity on the pavement, it actually gets people thinking, well, what am I here for? And what's my life going to add up to? And those questions are really good to ask. And sometimes we only ask them when there's a crisis. But we need to ask them because we're built. The Bible talks about us being built, set with eternity in our hearts. So that desire to actually go on and be made for more than just the immediate moment.
And I think when you look back, like if we looked at the perspective, we just heard Delta sitting on top of the world, if we look at a different perspective of our life looking back, I think we're going to use our life a lot better if we think, well, you know what, there's more than just these 90 years. I'm going to put a spotlight on you now, Sean. So what's that meant for you when you have yourself grappled with the idea of what it actually means for you?
I think looking at how my Christianity has developed in the last couple of years, eternity's been something that I've always had a question about, and I went to read for myself what this means, So I had help from Christian friends, but more so recently, help from Craig as well. So, you know, I've developed my own understanding of eternity, and it's really helped to develop me and my Christianity and my faith in Christ.
What challenged you the most as you were on that journey?
Look, I think it's the challenges that I remember more recently, the patience, all of these tests that we get every day, and this is one reason why I'm here doing the coffee for Eternity Week for City Bible Forum. We're faced with so many challenges at work, and at my work in particular, as a barista, we're challenged, and some of those things could be patience or kindness or love. And this brings it home.
Very practical things. So we've got a little bit of a picture of there being the word eternity all over the pavements in Adelaide next week, of coffee being included, but really we are just touching the surface because it's a stack more. We're going to take a song. We're going to find out a little bit more about some of the great conversations and panels and things you've got happening. It's really a very interesting week for anyone who really is wanting to explore life with God or what comes next after this life. It's going to be a fabulous week. So we'll chat after this song. This is The Afters, Light Up the Sky on 107.9 Life FM.